Many potential scams are easy to spot if you know what you're looking for. Most of us realize a prime minister from Nigeria is not seeking out random email addresses to share a fortune. Con artists, though, stay ahead of the curve. Sunday, the League of Women Voters of Washington County will host a program about recognizing fraud, especially schemes targeting seniors. MetLife, the insurance company, estimates more than $2.5 billion annually stolen from seniors through fraud. Jim DePriest, a deputy attorney general for Arkansas, will be on the panel Sunday at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. He says an especially successful scam of late has been in the guise of an email sent from a loved one in trouble.
The friend who's overseas vacationing in London or Rome, the email will appear to come from that friend. And therefore does not look like spam. And the story is plausible. That one in particular, I think, has been successful. And again, I'm referring to the one where you receive an email from what appears to be a friend, acquaintance, or relative who says they're vacationing overseas and they've lost their wallet and they have to apply for new credit cards, but could you please wire them, you know, $400 so they'll have a place to stay tonight? It's plausible and it does catch people. And then some spam is less, you know, is less plausible, more obvious that it's a scheme. But even then, considering the volume of the spam, even if it's only a tiny percentage of people who fall for it, it still can mean a lot of money to the scammers and, of course, a lot of money to the victims, too.
One of the challenges, I understand, in battling this sort of crime and this sort of scam is often the victims are reluctant to tell many people, if anybody, that they have been victims of a scam.
That's true across the board. And again, with respect to senior consumers, we find that one reason why they may be reluctant to come forward and report that they've been scammed and ask for assistance in getting their money back is that they fear losing their independence. If you're in your 70s or 80s and you report getting taken, then maybe, you know, that's a suggestion that you're not as competent as you used to be. You know, it's something, of course, every senior citizen wants to maintain their independence, and they have a full life of experiences, so they're actually pretty sharp consumers overall, but they don't want to appear to be losing their faculties, and that may make them reluctant to come forward.
Let's say I have been scammed and I make contact with your office. What can you do? What's your first step?
First, we encourage consumers to contact us as early as possible if they believe they've been taken in a scam, or even if they see one they want to report to us. We will make every effort to get your money back for you. It depends on the type of scheme that's involved. If it's something like, you know, door-to-door magazine sales or itinerant pavers coming to your house, we have a better chance of tracking them down. We have a better chance of getting the money back. If, in fact, it's an online scheme where they have asked you to wire money as part of the scam, it's very difficult for us to get the money back that's been wired. It's like putting cash in an envelope, you know, and sending it somewhere. So while we have some opportunity to obtain redress for those consumers, they better contact us right away because it's very difficult to get that sort of money back.
You mentioned the door-to-door magazine salesman. A summer or spring does not go by where someone has come to my door and explained they're working for scholarships and they're from another place. I guess the advice there is to politely close the door and go about your life?
Yes, and of course, you may feel guilty. You want to help
they
a young
They work on
person,
that, yeah.
Advance their education. I can assure you that's not what they're doing. They've just been hired to be salesmen and to sell magazine subscriptions. And if they suggest that they represent the magazine company, that's not the truth. They're independent of the magazine companies making these sales. And we find quite often that a person who might even agree to buy one or two magazines finds out that they've been signed up for more, finds out that they've been signed up for a higher fee per month than they actually agreed to pay. So, you know, we don't see much benefit in the door-to-door magazine sales. I'm not saying they're all crooked, but it's very unlikely that you're going to get a bargain there. And please don't believe the story that this young person is working for some sort of scholarship credits. Most of these people who are working there have signed up for what they believe to be sales jobs and then are sent across the country to work door-to-door. They have very little option available to them, often put up in cheap hotels, and if they don't go out and produce that day, you know, they may be cut loose hundreds or even 1,000 miles from home. So there's more than one victim, typically, in the door-to-door magazine scale, magazine sales scam. But we just don't want our consumers to also be victims.
What is your basic advice for people to avoid being scammed, or at the very least, avoid giving money to something that isn't quite representative of how it's presented?
Number one is don't succumb to pressure. Whether it's a door-to-door sale saying you should sign up today, I'm not going to be back in your neighborhood, or whether it is a charitable scheme calling you or emailing you and asking for money for what appears to be a legitimate charitable cause, or any of these things that suggest to you that action on your part is urgent, high pressure, do it today. The number one thing is to not do it today, to realize that any legitimate offers and opportunities are going to be there not just for today but on a more permanent basis. So just say no to the person knocking on your door. Just say no to the person calling you and asking to contribute to the charity that they identify, and then take your time to check out these offers with our office, with the Better Business Bureau, with other organizations, and only contribute or only buy after you've checked them out and after you have checked out other opportunities to obtain the same goods or services to determine whether you're actually getting a good deal. In that way, you really can save yourself a lot of headache, because in most instances, you're going to be able to find out that the offer you were given was not a legitimate offer, and you can thus avoid it so long as you can resist their high-pressure sales tactics.
Do you personally get these emails?
Oh, of course. Back, get them at the office, at my office email. I mean, it's you're thinking, okay, you just sent this to the Office of the Attorney General. Of course, the scammer sent it to 2 million addresses, and the Office of the Attorney General happened to have been one of them. Oh, yes, we get we see most of them, I think. right here, and of course on my home at home too. So, we see a lot of these.
I mean, are you ever? Do you ever think, well, I should just send this back? Do you know who you've sent this to? But I guess they don't even see the response.
Well, we take a different tact. We'll search for the IP address and we'll try to find out who they are rather than responding over the internet and then deal with it that way. But yes, it is, sometimes it is, you have to slap your head and go, they probably shouldn't have sent it here, because now we know, what's going on. You know, and we generally rely, of course, on consumers bringing matters to our attention. But it is true that with internet schemes, it's such a broadly broadcast scam, usually when it's broadcast, that it hits us too.
Jim DePriest is a Deputy Attorney General for the state of Arkansas. He'll be part of a program about seniors and fraud that will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. That's Sunday afternoon from 2:30 until 4:30. The program is sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Washington County.